Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Chief Hogsett. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Com. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Berg and he is out, Com applying the tag. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil catches it and throws to first to double up Fothergill. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com bunts towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to third. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Hogsett covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris who is chasing the ball. Funk reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Geringer hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Funk tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0-for-0 in the game. Kahm hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a pop-up towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoxett bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Funk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoxett moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehringer bunts for an out with unknown description. Hoxett moves to third. Funk moves to second. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Pat Carraway now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Father Gill moves to second. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Harris strikes out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly is hit by the pitch. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Jolly moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jolly moves to third. Cecil moves to second. Chick Autry pinch hits for Pat Carraway. Ed Walsh pinch runs for Moberg. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Chick Autry now catching. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hogsett hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Funk hits a line drive towards first. Shires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jolly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 6, White Sox, 6. Vic Sorrell now pitching. Ray Hayworth now catching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McManus. Cecil moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Com reaches second base with a double. Cecil scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, White Sox. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Ted Blankenship. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Com scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0-for-1 in the game. Autry takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Autry moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McManus is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Autry for a passed ball. Fothergill moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice is hit by the pitch. Johnny Whatwood now playing right field. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shires for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Harris hits a line drive towards short. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sissel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone pinch hits for Ray Hayworth. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive towards first. Shires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson pinch hits for Vic Sorrell. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Funk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Funk reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Funk moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-7, White Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.